Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons are 12-4 on the season, now 9-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. And last week when Coach Gatz and I talked, we had a great talk before we started recording. We were talking about, some accomplishments for different players and the team, and Coach Gatzmeyer getting 250 career wins. And then we recorded the interview, and I forgot to mention it and bring it up. So, Coach, I apologize, but I knew we chatted about it, and I know it's a big deal, and definitely wanted to get it out there on the coach's show, reaching that 250 milestone, and you're just a young guy, so that's a lot of good seasons of basketball, my friend.
Yeah, that's hope. Anytime I can talk about my players more than myself, that's what I'm going to do. But I was kind of talking to my wife last night about this, and I think the biggest thing that I like to hang my hat on is the kids that have come through the program, but more importantly, that I've been there for 20 years. You don't see that too much anymore, where coaches are in one place. And I love the community of Valley Falls, and I'm homegrown, and that's where where I've lived my life. So that's what I'm proud of.
You bet, pretty awesome to have that at the alma mater. Well, two wins adding to that total here in the last week since we talked. You beat Troy, a good team on the road, 80-59 last Friday, and then a win earlier this week against Riverside at home, 84-59. So good to see the team obviously back on track and scoring over 80 points here in your last couple ball games. Has to have you feeling pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned those two teams. Those are two really good teams. We've just played really, really well both times we played Troy this year. And then you see what they've done against other opponents. That game, we got off to a great start. I mean, we were up 40-19 at halftime. Troy really played us really well in the second half, but us playing so well early allowed us to keep them at arm's length the entire second half. But, I think I had four guys in double figures that night, led by, Trent Van Houten. He had 27. And then I think Colin and Damian were right there with 17 and 16 points. And then Damian had 13. So anytime we can get four guys in double figures, it's going to lead for us doing really good things. And to follow that up with the big win against Riverside at home, against a team that's done some really good things in our league, I was super excited about. And again, Trenton had another big night, getting 34, Colin had 19, Hayden with 16, and Damian with 10. So anytime that we can have performances like that on the offensive end and playing those teams the way we are defensively, good things are going to come.
And the biggest thing right now is just to be able to keep that momentum rolling, right? With only four games left here in the regular season, you got three league games. You have a game against Perry Lecompton, which should be a good battle, and a rematch in there as well from one of your couple losses this season. But what's the key with this group and not having that let down game, I guess, do you feel like, and being able to kind of keep this momentum rolling right now?
You mentioned it, like, three of the four games that we have, we've played the team before. Oskaloosa, we've already played them twice, so it's going to be kind of one of those games that my focus with these guys is kind of like the little motto that we got going is just be us. I really feel like when this team when we just be us, that we can compete and we can beat anybody. So that's really the mindset going forward. And also let them know that, hey, we've got four regular season games left and you're only guaranteed five. So every time you step out on the floor, you just got to leave it all out there because you never know. So that's our focus right now. We're battling through a little bit of injuries and sickness and stuff, but, we've got a good group that the next man steps up and we're going to keep on battling.
Well, it's been good as of late. Got three consecutive wins here, and as you mentioned, scoring over 80 in the last two, and 70-plus, I think, that you've scored in your last three. So best of luck, Coach, in keeping it all rolling, and we'll look forward to chatting more and catching up again next week.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
Caleb Gatzmeyer is the head coach of the Dragons. The Valley Falls Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Heinen Repair and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.